Syracuse resident Ramona Cartagena remembers when the festival was much larger, but she has high hopes that it will soon get back to how things used to be.
I'm sure that within a few years it'll get to be that way again with the sponsors and the help of the community too. That's the reason why I'm here, to be aware, because I'm part of it too.
But regardless of how big the numbers were, both Latino and non-Latino visitors like Dorothy Huertas can agree that bringing the Latin American community together is something worth doing.
My husband's Spanish, and I like people, everybody, to come in here, all nationalities, to see, you know, their customs and their dances and food and just party like everybody else parties, you know.
Although the music, fun, and dancing hasn't slowed, the numbers at the festival certainly have. Organizer Hugo Acosta says they are trying to revive what used to be one of the city's largest cultural events.
Well, the downfall was mismanagement of some organizations, incidents that gave us a little bit of a negative image that we also want to fix. The goal is to make sure that we provide to our community and also to non-Latinos a good time, a good impression.
Acosta says the Latino community is one of the few that has increased in numbers in the Syracuse area. Chanel Terry, WAER News.